So, hello all. Yeah, thank you for being here till the last, and I'm a first-time presenter, so if I get a bit jittery, I'm sorry. So the topic that I'm taking is open source AI for localization and accessibility. Well, the main idea is to use open source AI tools to elevate the content that you are actually receiving and to enhance the localizations that you can benefit from. So
Just in one second, because it's this sounded strange.
Okay. Yeah, what can I do? Is it okay? Okay. Okay, so sorry for that. And so essentially, coming back to what I was saying, we can use open source AI to enhance the subtitling potential and to have voice-to-voice conversion of a lot of videos and audio content, in addition to the text-to-text conversions that we are. So you might be wondering, what is the actual problem? So, well, I've seen that most of the time when I'm trying to access a doc, I'll be having this language issue. For example, I was working with the technology in the augmented reality realm, and all the documentation was actually in Japanese. I tried reaching out to the developers over there, but unfortunately, the language barrier still hit hard. And another case would be with the same guys actually had a few tutorials available on YouTube, but the same case. I don't speak Japanese, and I'm actually unable to convey my ideas to them in the language that I know. So this was actually an issue that we were all facing. And then there's the So you might be thinking, why can't you use something like Google Translate? Well, the obvious case is actually data safety. If I'm working on a cutting-edge technology, I don't want that to be leaked to other people without my consents. Or, like, I want to release that into the public. I don't want someone else to just take my data and then release it without my safety or my approval. And yeah, when it comes to usability, that's another factor, and financials. When I was actually working as an independent developer, the financial side was a big issue for me. I didn't have the money to bankroll something like $1,000 into a translation subscription for every month. So let's actually elevate that with a bit more of a user story. Suppose I'm a research student, and you can actually take the case of augmented reality right now. I'm trying to work in this very niche case, and people actually know about it, but I can't really converse with them. I'll be having a few issues like that. And one of the main problems that I'm facing is actually the lack of resources. And there could be resources, but they are present in another language that I'm not really able to understand with or converse with. So I would actually require the resources to be converted to another language that I speak of, and I want the conversions to have a decent level of accuracy. So that's it. And for one of the solutions, I can obviously ask for people who actually talk the language and require their services, but it is expensive and it is time-consuming. So a stopgap would be to use an AI solution. A similar case would be in the case of a docs manager. it's a bit different. So before I go there, what do we actually have right now? We have a few text-to-text conversion engines, like languages like Indonesian. Or if you're from India, there's about 128 languages that are actually spoken, and we actually have cover for two. So if they are from such cases, you will require more coverage and you would require more assistance. So to sum up with what I was actually talking about so far, we don't have an all-in-one solution where we can actually use all these, which can actually fulfill all these requirements, be it from text to text, text to video, or the other way around. So that is some of the things that I would like to talk about. And yeah, if we are actually looking for an open source library, I would like to have one that focuses on all, on the audio and the video translation side, because enhancements in accessibility for the audio and the video side is what is actually helping us to improve the language models and is helping us to reach a wider audience. So solutions which can actually help me with the automatic translations can be a good choice. So just to recap it again, I think I'll just skip this part. So what I actually require is an open source model that can be executed locally and actually gives me a decent accuracy or a decent amount of execution time and helps me enhance the quantity or the quality of the content that I'm delivering. So the one to watch for right now is called Seamless M40, and it's a model for Meta, and it's under the MIT and it's under the MIT and the Creative Commons licenses. So it actually gives you speech-to-speech translation, speech-to-text, text-to-speech, text-to-text, and automatic speech recognition. So that's a pretty good one. And as I've been trying to highlight for the last 10 minutes, we require that because we need an all-in-one solution. And I was just, I think I highlighted about all these parts, like the super informative video or the precarious conversations that you are having. Like if I'm trying to have a conversation with, can I have your name, sir?
Samad.
So if I'm having to have a conversation with Samad in his name, sorry. If I'm having to have a conversation with Samad, and for a moment, let's just think, Samad doesn't speak English. He speaks French. I speak English. And it's hard. So that's a conversation or that's a moment that I would require. And that's a moment where I require a tool like this. But if it's not French, it's some language that's actually not so documented. So say, I'm just going to go with Swahili. So yeah.
You're correct, actually.
Okay. Okay, that was a random guess. So yeah, if I'm going with a language like Swahili and I'm speaking in English, or if I'm speaking in my mother tongue called Malayalam, I'm just going to sit here and I'm trying to explain the concept to him. But he doesn't understand what I'm saying. I don't understand what he's saying. And that is the moment where we require such a tool. He might have cutting-edge research in the domain, but unfortunately, it's only accessible to the native speakers. So, as I said, that is where the benefits come in. It's with the universalization of the resources. Anyone from a large org, a creator, a student, a developer, and basically anyone can make use of these technologies and come out with this. So far, as the technology that I mentioned, the M4G, is actually under an MIT and a Creative Commons license. So it can only be used for non-profit uses, and I believe it should remain like that. So that's the summary, but before we go, I think there's something else that I can show. So, okay, excuse me, okay. Okay, so just suppose I'm this really famous creator, and I hope the mic has an out. Okay, sorry, that just played out in a way. So suppose I'm actually a really famous creator, and I'm doing something about AI. So I want this content, I only speak English, and I want this content to reach you guys everywhere. So let's watch the individual video first.
The Galaxy S24 line is out, and here's five things you need to know about Galaxy AI. as a combination of on-device and cloud-based AI processing, and is actually powered by Google's Gemini.
Okay, so let's pause it over there, and maybe how good would it be if you can actually hear the same thing in another language? Okay, wait a second. So how many of you guys over here know Spanish? Okay, just tell me whether does this even remotely make sense to you.
De procesamiento de AI en el dispositivo y basado en la nube y en realidad es alimentado por Gemini de Google.
So, that's it. Yeah, I'm gonna take... Yeah? Yeah, it sounds good, right? Yeah, I'm just gonna take it from those two guys and... Yeah. The same thing can be actually in French, in Dutch, in Italian, and in Hindi. I do speak a bit of Hindi, so I can validate that. So, yeah. So would you guys like to hear it in another language? It's going to be the same audio, but if... okay, for the French-speaking guys, I'm just going to play this as well.
Galaxy Estonie for un an est sorti, et voici 5 choses que vous devez savoir sur Galaxy AI. Il fonctionne comme une combinaison de traitement de l'IA sur l'appareil et basé sur le cloud et est en fait alimenté par Google's Gemini.
So you can see the text, the audio, and all this. The model that I've just mentioned, called the Seamless M40, is actually doing all of this in a single model. And I feel it's about time we actually have a few of these solutions coming into open source as well. That's a totally open source model. Like, this is what I dream of. And maybe I'll be back next year with something that's remotely close to this. So thank you. Yeah, so any questions?
So the model you were talking about, Seamless M40, it's not open source, but it's like usable for non-commercial use. Or is it open source?
The model's open source, but you cannot use it for commercial use. It's having the MIT and the Creative Commons license. Yeah?
Is the training data made public?
No, the training data is not public. It's the classic Facebook thing. Yeah.
Excuse me, because so because in Western translation of Spanish to French, my own language, I do have I will know if it's a speech recognition, because it's a problem, the Hutch problem I know, and so it was for use in this kind of thing, maybe for wise.
Yeah, it runs on speech recognition. It runs on speech recognition, and you're converting it to a base language, and from there you're converting it to this thing. So suppose if I'm speaking in Hindi, and you want the conversation to be in France, it's going to convert the Hindi's conversation to English, and from English it's going to convert it to France or French. Okay.
The latency between the speaker speaking and you understanding what they're saying, and also
there are models that in the same model can actually offer capabilities near 100 milliseconds, but it's a lightweight model and you won't have the accuracy of the heavyweight one. So we actually have to trade off between accuracy and the speed. So the heavier the model is, or the more parameters it has, you'll be getting more accurate results, but unfortunately, the speed will be coming down. And I saw a couple of other hands. Yeah.
What is the size of the
model? The model is a 2.7 million parameters one, and if you're talking about the actual size of the models in gigabyte, it's about 8 gigabytes. Yeah.
So just to clarify a few things that have already kind of been answered. The licensing is MIT. And Creative Commons, not or.
And.
Is that correct?
And, yeah.
Oh, okay. And then the other thing is when you are translating from one language to another, you said that some of the models have a latency of about 100 milliseconds. how long did those audio samples you showed us, how long did they take to run?
It took me like 3 seconds, but I'm running it on a Colab T4 GPU, so it depends on the GPU.
Right, of course, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Sure. The proposed solution that I use over here is the same as the LLM thing. So you can actually use racks, or you can just split the text up into smaller bits and then combine it into this. So for example, this model actually performs better if you have something like 20 seconds of audio. So what I do is, if I have a 1 minute of audio, I'm going to split it into three chunks of 20 seconds each, and it's going to go from there. Yep. Sorry, I don't have a solution to that. Yeah, and I think you have a concern.
Do you know if like anyone has like wrapped that up and made it easy to run locally, or like I know with LLMs people are doing that a lot?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, I'll look at a screen.
Okay, sure. You can run it locally, but it's going to depend on your GPU speed. That's it.
It's possible to have a view of practical information, link and so on.
Oh, sure. Okay, sorry, I just closed that a bit early. One moment. Here, you can hit me up over here. So my name is Nevin Koshi Daniel, and that's the same for the Gmail ID. You can just text me over here. And if you're looking for the particular model, you can get it from Seamless Communications on the Facebook research page. Yeah, and someone did ask me a question about latency, right? So if you guys have a moment, then we can have something called Seamless Expressive. I am not 100% sure how this will work, but accept. Try the demo. Can you come over here, please, Tate?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sure, Tate. Let's have a try with this.
Do I have to say something in English?
Yeah, I think so.
Or do I have to speak French?
I have no idea. You can try it. Let's try it with French, I guess.
No, I can't speak French. That's okay. Not going to work.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's speak English and let's translate that to French.
French? Sure.
The local
language. Oh, wait.
Oh, you have to allow audio permissions, yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of things. Don't worry, I'll just rework this out.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. Right.
Okay. Can I use Linux and run this on my server?
I hope that works. And so, yeah, it's going to take some time to generate the translation.
Oh, wow. Wow. It's pretty quick.
And I don't speak French, so for someone who knows the language, it's correct.
Correct.
That's very cool.
Okay,
is the model doing both the translation and the text to speech?
Yes. Yeah. Wow. This model can do all the four things: text to text, text to speech, speech to text, and text to another language conversion.
Oh, wow.
So all the four things, and automatic speech recognition as well. So the five things. To give you guys this. Okay. That's pretty much everything, and thank you.
I'm get in the... Very well, either.
The contract is